Good morning and welcome to Pinder's Ponderings. You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, Sounds of the Bayside. And what great weather we're having. Take extreme good care, of course. I think tomorrow it's going to be about 30 degrees. My name is Beverly Pinder and I'm delighted to be here over the next 2 hours today. So let's share information and hear from our interesting ponderers this morning. My first guest is Anatole Konanevsky. Over the past 40 years, Anatole has composed a body of musical and literary works. He's currently developing a musical, a contemporary ballet and an online portal for entertainment, education and connection. To learn more about the Heart of Australia project and Anatole's other baby, Soft Diamond Light, which introduces the universal manifestation principle, we will have a chat with Anatole as he transports us into his world of science and energy. Is metaphysics philosophical reasoning or spirituality, which embraces subjective experience and practical personal practices? Let's explore that with Anatole. Metaphysics, a physical philosophical study of existence and reality, and spirituality, a personal search for meaning and connection, often beyond the material world. My second guest is all about in-home care, done with oodles of care, consideration and passion. Claire Cotter runs Call on Claire, a 24/7 service. It was her own genius idea and one that she wanted to execute with dignity, timeliness and good old-fashioned caring for the client, and in this case, the cohort that is vulnerable, elderly, disabled or plain lonely. From in-home care to palliative care, nursing and respite in transport and social work, Call on Claire offers a superb service to those we love the most. From 3 hours to 24 hours and any hours in between, Claire is the person to call if you need to find someone to care for your loved one. I know the challenges in looking after an elderly parent. In fact, most of us do, or a relative, or even a child with disability. And in my mind, I was naive when I had my mum and had done the research, opted for aged care. And I'm a big fan of aged care, by the way, you know, whether it's Southern Cross, Our Care, other establishments, they do a great job Bayside. But in Clare, we have someone who's doing things a little bit differently with an emphasis on in-home care, which is where we would all love to be as we age. There's something to be said about aging in place, a place called home. The next 2 hours will be community radio at its best as we bring together these guests and discuss what makes them tick and their role in Melbourne and the Bayside, in our schools and in our community. My name is Beverly Pinder. Welcome to Pinder's Ponderings. For now, some inspiration to get us moving throughout the morning, which can be found in these quotes. Actually, one that I use on my own personal letterhead. We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. Winston Churchill. Some positive quotes about aging. Aging is just another word for living. Getting old is like climbing a mountain. You get a little bit out of breath, but the view is much better. Or aging gracefully means being flexible, being open, allowing change, enjoying change and loving yourself. The glory of the elderly is their insight, their knowledge and their wisdom. I should say our wisdom. But you know what? We don't have to engage in grand heroic actions to participate in the process of change. Small acts, when multiplied by millions of people, can transform the world. And that's by a guy called Howard Zinn. So that's my inspiration for this morning. So I'll introduce Anatole Konanevsky in a minute. But first, I want to play a song, Heart of Australia.
I wonder at the stars above, our silent guiding lights, the wisdom of the timeless past speaks into my heart. Though I may stand on distant shores and question from afar these sacred golden lands of plenty, speak to who we are at the heart of Australia. I hear my spirit call, a longing for a timeless truth that unites us all. Where the beauty of these ancient lands When I look at nature's tapestry, a mystery we recall, as the rhythm of our seasons whisper secrets to us all. Though I may stand on distant shores, hear answers from afar, this sacred golden land
amazing, brilliant lyrics and such a great composition. Anatole Kononevsky is a research scientist, inventor, composer, filmmaker, author and entrepreneur with 40 years experience of initiating, developing and actually successfully implementing major technology and creative projects. With more than 20 years expertise and experience in research and development of disruptive, innovative technology from inception to commercialization, Anatole founded Global Valve Technology in 1999, launching the first safe, lead-free water meter and a new centerline flow water valve with lower CO2 emissions into a highly conservative water industry market in Australia and the US. Quite a genius. He's also the co-founder, co-inventor of the PowerCanix, a registered name, R&D project, a novel momentum-based mechanism in science, is utilizing the fundamental forces of science to generate a potentially commercially viable renewable energy source, for which a patent has been granted in 6 countries with formalized trade secrets underpinning the patents. He has been involved in humanitarian and environmental projects since the early 70s, working with many world leaders. He founded the Heart of Australia in October 26 to celebrate the living heart of these lands and its peoples. Inspired by the song Heart of Australia, the aim is to inspire, celebrate and unite all Australians, showcasing people whose ideas and activities inspire us. Over the past 40 years, which is about the length of time that I've known Anatole, He has composed a body of musical and literary works. He's currently developing a musical, as I said, and a contemporary ballet. To learn about the Heart of Australia project and Anatole's other baby, Soft Diamond Light, welcome, Anatole.
Thank you very much, May. That was wonderful to hear that coming all over the history of my life, I think.
Brilliant. You're amazing. You are. Achiever.
I have this saying for my grandkids, that really the value of your life is measured by the amount of love you spend in creating it. And I guess that's been my motivating kind of really force to just really truly love what I do and tune into that and do the best I can in doing it. And thank you very much for the invitation to be here. It's just so lovely to see you again.
When your email popped across my inbox some weeks ago, I thought, you know what, this is a blast from the past. And then we were chatting just now about John English. I mean, what an amazing singer, songwriter. Mm, yeah. Was a good mate of yours, grew up with him.
Well, that's kind of a way this ultimately Heart Australia came about, interesting enough. Back in the 60s, I played in a schoolboy band with John and a good friend, my best mate, Alex Plavzik, was a great drummer. There was a band called Sebastian Hardy, which some people may know.
We remember.
That band. So we were at school and we were just having an absolute ball. I mean, you know, getting out to play on cruises and things like this while you're at school and having all this fun. And John was just an amazing singer at the time, but it was really the first band he was in, the first band I was ever in. And then ultimately he went off to do Jesus Christ Superstar. Yes. I went off to get married and do a university degree in science.
Yeah.
And Sebastian Hardy went on to be one of the first Australian symphonic bands and really well known. And they've won all these amazing awards just now recently for all their wonderful work. I'd left the band And then basically what happened, and going into a different, completely different path, music was such an important part of my life. It was like something that touched me at a deep level. So I actually continued to write music, and I had these periods of time in the 80s where I wrote all these 80s type of songs. I started writing a classical guitar piece back in 78 and finished in 94.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically we did some documentaries in the 90s, and I did a theme song for each one of the launches of those documentaries. And then in early 2000s, we kind of composed this music out of the Soft Diamond Light that you mentioned. And then coming up to really 2017, actually 2013, I realized, my goodness, I've got this body of musical works, but I've not released most of it, and I decided to maybe start recording it. And so hence the idea of a musical came up, and then I was introduced to Barbara and Adrian Hannon in 2017, and they are just amazing.
Dynamic duo.
Platinum award-winning songwriters, producers and engineers. And a good friend of mine introduced me to Mark Davis from here in Melbourne, introduced me to them. So I gave him a call and I just said, look, I'd love to just start recording some of my music. And so
Heart of Australia came about.
And so I went out to see them. And our first visit, I actually had a song called At the Heart of Australia written back in 1997 for my spiritual teacher. It was due to a visit to Uluru. And I thought I'd just present that to them. But when I got there, I called them and then we had a visit in 2017 and I went to see them. And I was actually kind of quite to meet these great people. It was just a really great honour. Anyhow, I went out to see them. We put that song beside and we said, let's write something around the heart. And so on that day, we wrote that song. And fundamentally just popped out. It was just so wonderful.
So explain to me, I love music, but I know nothing about how it's created and all of that. When does the music bit come in? The actual what's it called? There's the lyrics and
the music. Musical score.
So when did you, with this particular, it just came together?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. That's a really great experience, I must admit, is what I truly love because, to be honest, Bev, I'm not really I haven't got a background in musical understanding. I haven't studied music. I play mainly by ear.
Yeah.
So when you write the music, it's like what I talk about in life, in more the metaphysical sides of life. In life, you kind of can come from an external reactive impulse, or you can come from an inner inspired impulse, in my view.
Mm.
And to get access to that inner inspired impulse, where I believe music can come from, is to still the mind and tune into the intelligence of the heart, in a way.
Mm.
And so when you do that, I find that you can just tap into, and every one of us can do this, in my view.
Yeah,
is that you just suddenly can access something, and most of the songs I've written have just literally popped out like that. And this one in particular with Barbara and Adrian, just kind of literally the music
just gelled.
It kind of, they were just coming in together. You were just, yeah, at the heart of Australia, I hear my spirit call, and then you write that lyric, and then a longing for us.
I can see you writing for Delta Goodrum.
Well,
I mean, I'd be such a beautiful person.
Yeah, she's an amazing singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a fantastic singer.
Well, that's a beautiful. So where does Heart of Australia, the song, sit right now? I mean, you're...
Well, then that's the interesting thing. From 2017, when we wrote the song, the moment it happened, I realized there's something more to this song than just the song.
Mm.
I felt that in my heart. So we just produced a really rough demo of it at that time. It wasn't released. And so then in 2018, I decided to think that maybe this could be the part of something bigger than just the song. And the song and the song was an inspiration when I played it. So I actually connected with two lovely people, Glenn Barry, who did the branding for the Olympic Games opening ceremony. So he's this amazing creative person. And Maggie Hamilton, who was also a wonderful author in teenager books. And so I connected with them and I played them the song, and they got really inspired by it as well and loved it. So we started working on the concept of maybe creating a background project kind of that was based around inspiration, celebration and uniting.
Love it.
All
Love
Australians
it.
From all walks of life, and really honouring our rich historic Indigenous culture that goes back 60,000 years. So trying to bring together the whole area.
It's the blending of the richness of that culture
and
plus what
we love about
now.
Life. Yes,
yeah,
what we love about
absolutely.
Life.
We've got to go to some community announcements. We'll come back to all of that.